USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is back in session, and Senate Minority Leader from New York, Democrat Chuck Schumer, is urging bipartisan cooperation so another coronavirus relief bill can pass.
Sides should come together and negotiate a COVID relief bill in a bipartisan way that meets the needs of our businesses, our schools, our health care systems, our workers, our families.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell agrees with his colleague.
We need a second round of the job-saving paycheck protection program for the workers at the hardest hit establishments.
Stocks are down to begin the week despite more good coronavirus vaccine news. Moderna is saying its clinical trials showed its vaccine was more than 94% effective. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 272 points to finish at 29,639. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Today is Cyber Monday and is expected to be the largest online sales day in U.S. history. That's according to Adobe Analytics. Walmart, Amazon, and Target all having the best deals online. Georgia election officials saying at least 23 investigators are investigating more than 250 open cases of what could be voter fraud. These are things like double voting, dead people voting, absentee ballots exceeding the number of absentee ballot requests. Now, none of this has been verified yet. Also, a number of third-party groups are trying to get people to move to the state of Georgia for the Senate runoff election January 5th. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Rappensperger reminding everyone that illegal voting in his state is a felony.
These third-party groups have a responsibility to not encourage illegal voting. If they do so, they will be held responsible.
Joe Biden is leading President Trump in Georgia by 12,000. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The flu season and coronavirus pandemic are causing hospitals to be stretched very thin.
The number of Americans hospitalized by COVID-19 hit a new record high on Sunday, topping 93,000 people. The rise comes as health experts warn of another possible increase in cases as millions return home after the Thanksgiving holiday. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he anticipates a rough couple of weeks. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNN that we could see a surge of new cases on top of the already high infection rate.
What we expect, unfortunately, as we go for the next couple of weeks into December, that we might see a surge superimposed upon that surge that we're already in. And, you know, and when I give that message, I don't want to frighten people, except to say, it is not too late at all for us to do something about this, because as we travel back, to be careful when we go back to where we are.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President-elect Joe Biden fractured his right foot while playing with one of his dogs, an injury discovered in a scan on the 29th of November that will likely require him to wear a boot for several weeks. Biden suffered the injury on Saturday and visited an orthopedist in Newark, Delaware, Sunday afternoon, his office said. The campaign initially said he twisted his ankle. President Trump did send out a tweet regarding the injury, saying, "Get well soon." For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.